to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as you bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service. Pete, what have you been up to over the last week?
Well, I've been fishing the Madison Chain. It's been decent for bluegills, and the water's warming up. The crappies have kind of getting to the end of spawning, and now it's going to be the bluegills be coming up on beds, and should be some good fishing upcoming.
Should be great. Anywhere else this week besides Madison?
Yeah, we had a walleye Wednesday and went all right. Not a lot of fish caught, a lot of short fish, but we did get one legal. There was only four fish that come in. We got third place with our one fish, but we did catch a lot that were short. So there's a lot of upcoming fish to be had.
Now, again, we talked a little bit about it last week, but explain what Walleye Wednesday is if somebody wants to get out and take part in the event.
It's held at Woods Landing from 5:30 to 8:30. Typically, there's between right around 15 to 20 boats that fish it each week, and it's a point system. So anybody's welcome to come and give it a try.
Now, have you heard anything else about any other lakes across the region from your perspective of what people have been finding?
I've heard Fall River has been turning on more bluegills there. Pike and bass, two people have been getting there. Emily, I've heard guys are going there and just, you know, casting and catching pike and bass and stuff. So definitely the lakes are getting going now. So it's just a matter of getting out and getting trying it.
Now, as we record this, Pete, you're telling me what you're putting buoys on. What are you doing right now?
We're out putting buoys on Beaver Dam.
How many buoys are out on Beaver Dam? And if somebody's not familiar, how do you place those?
They're put in designated areas for weed lines to keep weed growth going for fish habitat. And they're in several locations of the lake. We put in about, I would say, between 45 and 50 each year. And then, yep, we got some new buoys this year, so we're going to deploy some new buoys also.
So if somebody sees a buoy, what are they supposed to do?
That's a slow and awake buoy. You should slow down prior to it, and anything within there in the shoreline is slow and awake.
All right, tell us about Best Dam Bait and Guide Service.
The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street. It's open 24/7. And if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook or Pete Huff.
Pete, I appreciate the time. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and again, good luck.
Thank you, Wade. You too.
Let's head down to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison and bring in Pat as he gets ready for a big Memorial Day weekend. Expect the Madison Chain to be booming with fishermen this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The fishermen will be out in full force, as will, you know, pleasure boaters and just a lot of people getting out and enjoying what looks like it's going to be just a gorgeous weekend.
So what's been happening on the Madison Chain over the last week or so?
Well, you know, the spawning activity continues for several species yet. We've got bass, or the crappies are done spawning. Bass are on beds or done spawning, depending on where you're at in the chain. And then bluegills are either staging or getting ready to spawn, or they're just starting to make beds themselves. So still a lot of activity out there and a lot of hungry fish to be caught.
So layman asking a question here, how do you know when the spawning is done?
Well, you don't find the fish up shallow, and those fish, bluegills, bass, and crappies all make beds in the shallow areas. So if you were in a boat or even from shore, you know, you can see areas where the bottom might normally be dark. Those bass or fish will make, they'll fan out an area to get all the debris out of there, and they make just a little nest in there where they lay their eggs and then protect them for a little bit afterwards.
So Pat, if people stop into DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison on their way to the chain or any other lakes around there, you can probably give them the tips on where things are hot and what's going on?
Oh, you bet. That's really one of the main advantages we have over big box stores is that we got all the local knowledge and happy to pass that along to customers.
Where are you located? When are you open?
We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right at the corner in Troy Drive and Northport Drive. We're open 6 to 6 every day, except we close at 5 on Sundays.
Pat, I know you're busy, so I'll let you go. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Wade. You take care.
Let's move over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Are you getting ready for a big Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be busy. The weather looks really promising, and I'm sure there'll be people all over all the local lakes.
Yeah, so what have you seen in the last couple of weeks, or the last week since we last talked?
Well, the fishing is very good. The panfish are biting. They're getting walleyes. They're getting a lot of bass and some pike. And not just here, but the Beaver Dam and Emily, Green Lake, everything's, you know, I mean, it's the water temps are starting to go up where they're not receding, where, you know, it turns them off or shuts them down for a while. But, yeah, it's been very good. A lot of different methods will take fish. The bluegills seem to be, you know, along the piers. People that live on the lake are all catching them off their piers. The copies are still spawning on the rocks. The walleyes are near rocks usually, and the bass are in the shallows on their beds.
So if somebody's not familiar, say when you get a weekend where there's maybe a lot of non-fishing boat activity, as somebody that's fishing, what are some things they need to look for to maybe make sure they can still have some success?
Well, I mean, most of the places that guys are fishing right now are shallow in the back bays and stuff, so the pleasure boaters aren't in your way. We don't have a lot of jet skis and all that on our lake, just a lot of pontoon boats that just kind of circle the lake. So they're generally not in your way. And we have buoys out on our lake that are no wake zones. They're 100 feet from shore, circling the entire lake. And most of the time you're inside of that fishing. So you don't have any issues with people that are pleasure boating.
Sure. Tell us about fishtails in Fox Lake. What can they find if they're heading out there this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, one thing, we rent boats. We still have a couple openings for boats. Generally, weekends, we rent almost all of them, if not all of them. So, yeah, if you're looking for a boat to rent, you can always come here. And one thing I did never mention that, we're a full-size liquor store, too.
Yes.
So, if you need anything, we will have it.
Sounds good. I was in there the other day, and I saw somebody buying a special brand, I think, of brandy that you guys almost exclusive to Fishtails, and I was told Tim was saying they sell right away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a lot of bourbons that people don't have, and that's a big thing around here. So there's guys that come in looking for it all the time.
All right. Hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend at Fishtails. Dave, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 in Dean Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer. Let's bring in resident outdoorsman Rick Wentland on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Rick, from what I understand, you have been out and about fishing all the last week, pretty much every day?
Yeah, pretty much every day, Wade. It's the fish pretty much are on fire on a lot of area local lakes, but I fished a tournament on Puckaway on Saturday and a tournament on Buffalo on Sunday. And, you know, fishing's a very humbling sport, and to be honest with you, I finished dead last in both tournaments both days.
Wow.
I've never had that happen in my life. You know, I've been on the radio for, I think, going on 17 years now, and telling everybody that, you know, usually do pretty well and winning money here, winning money there. Well, this past weekend, I finished dead last in both, and let me tell you, I don't know if I'm more ticked off at myself or, yeah, it's bound to happen and it happens to everybody kind of thing. I don't know.
So is it the case then if you had to take a picture of the fish you caught, they responded with, is that the bait?
Well, it was more in both days. It was bad decisions both days. I should have zigged instead of zagged. And I watched a lot of tournament boats both days catching fish all around me. It just, I don't know, I can't explain it. I was switching baits, I was switching colors, I was doing what you're supposed to do, and I was missing fish. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I wasn't very happy, I'll tell you that.
Just so you don't feel bad, at the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon golf outing last Friday, my group finished dead last as well.
Well, there you go. We should go have a beer and celebrate that.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was going to be making my 2023 championship fishing debut earlier this week, but my washing machine broke and I had to go buy a washing machine instead. So I think I'm gonna head out this weekend. Where do you suggest I head out if I want to have some success this weekend?
Offshore or in a boat?
It'll be off the shore.
Off the shore? Well, right now, the bluegills are biting in Clawson Park in Fox Lake right at the boat launch. You're getting some pretty nice bluegills. And the bridge on Highway A on Green Lake, they are catching some giant bluegills and crappies right off the bridge there as well.
All right, so what kind of baits do I need? Can I fish that with a bobber and, like, a worm?
Yeah, bobber and red worms, or a bobber and little spikes have been really, really good. I watched a guy the other day on Fox Lake when I was launching my boat in town there, and I saw him catch, like, 30 bluegills, and I bet you 15 of them were giants, so...
Okay, because this is a weekend. Memorial Day weekend is one of those weekends, as we talk with Rick Wendland, our resident outdoorsman. This is where maybe you do get a lot of people don't fish a lot because you're out with the family or having some fun, and they just want to drop a line in the water. So this is a weekend where you do see a lot of people maybe that aren't the experts like you.
All right, right, exactly. I mean, the lakes will be packed with pontooners and jet skiers because, it's supposed to be a gorgeous weekend. But I will tell you that, we fished Lake Emily for our Wednesday nighter. I mean, every boat caught 20, 25 bass. Fox Lake is really on fire right now for bass and northerns. And actually, I had a guide trip on Tuesday, and the smallmouth on Big Green Lake are also on fire. All the smallmouth have moved shallow.
Anything else people should know, need to know about before I let you go and get back to your fishing?
Well, just to let you know, I mean, like I said, it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. The lakes are going to be busy, and I personally will be on the water probably 5 a.m. all 3 days and probably be off by 10 a.m. because the lakes are going to get nuts, and hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, Rick, if somebody wants to find your baits in various stores across the region or inquire about a guided tour, where can they find you?
Fishtails in Fox Lake, the M&M Tackle It, and Portage. I just loaded them up with a whole bunch of baits, new baits as well. I mean, the baits are selling good. And if you're interested in the guide trip, you can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. But to be honest, pretty much all of June is booked already. So we could work something out for July and August, but pretty much, the end of May and June is already booked up.
All right, Rick Wendland, have yourself a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.